Hello, my little pets. Long time no see. I thought it's a spur of the moment I might record something, but I have to be very quiet because it's 3:10 in the morning. Sorry about that, it's 3:10 in the morning and we have the thin walls and there is a teenager in the next room, so I would do my best not to disturb them. Now I want to describe the things that I do when I'm in a dominant mood. And I'm going to try and put you into a scene. So, I'm a giant. I'm a very tall woman. I'm about 6'3", or 189 centimeters. I like to wear rockabilly dresses, which makes up most of my fashion. I'm rather feminine in how I present myself. But I absolutely have a craving for domination. Most of the time I'm in a dominant mode. So imagine that. For those who have seen my body, this giant woman with an iron around her, around your wrists, pushing down, holding them against you, above your head. I trace my plump lips up and down your body as you helplessly lay there. But I'm not just gentle, I'm also very rough. I like to love bite. No, it's more than that. It's like a carnal, sort of vicious, bestial bite. Like a vampire drinking from its prey. Or a werewolf at the end of its hunt. But I like doing things to my pets. I like to please them, I like to overwhelm them, make them lose their mind as I skillfully play with their body. Like an expert pianist, my fingers dancing all over your body as I trace my fingers up your thighs and tease what's between. As I gently stroke up and down and around your nethers, teasing and tantalizing, I hold your neck open for me, and I lick and gently kiss your neck before taking perch with my teeth and sinking my teeth into your flesh. That's when I stick a finger inside of you, teasing, gaining a little moistness on my finger before moving up to your clit, stroking and teasing, gently rubbing from side to side, leaving marks on your neck before moving to the other side. I like to mark my prey, and tonight you will be my prey. You hear my breathing become more ragged as I pick up pace, slipping my fingers into your sobbing, wet cunt. You can feel my hot, wet breath against your neck before I move up and kiss along your jaw and plant my plump blush lips upon yours, pushing you into a passionate kiss, picking up speed and heat with whatever's between your legs. I release one of your hands and use it to tease your nipple, stroking around it, gently pinching and twisting it between my finger and my thumb. both your hands free. You wrap your arms around my back. And as the pleasure takes you, I stick my fingers further inside of you. And you sink your claws into my back, scratching me, making me bleed a little. I kiss you harder and finger you harder, picking up pace, my two fingers pushing up into the upper wall of your pussy, hitting your spot, rubbing the flesh against that little bone. I feel your body shudder underneath me. I bite and suck on your breast, on the top, perching myself on there. I pick up pace. I hear your breathing, your moans. I drink it up. Your pleasure as you lose your mind, your senses being overloaded. And I persist harder and harder and harder until you come again and again. And I don't stop, I keep going. While I feel you clamp around me, I bite onto your nipple. Not too hard, just enough to cause a shooting sensation of pain through your body. I suck on it tenderly as I make you come, drinking your moans, making them feed me your energy, your raw sexual energy, as you fall prey to me, until I eventually decide to let you relent. And I sit back, I straddle your waist, look down, and rest my face in the crook of your neck, holding you in an embrace as you spasm and shudder from the pleasure that I just gave you. Thank you so much for coming. I hope to see you all again soon. Bye for now.